Lynn, Massachusetts, Thursday, December 4th, 1890. Wrote 6 pages to Sister Ings. We left Norwich a little after 8 o'clock. Rode 3 miles in the streetcar to the village. Waited about half an hour and then stepped into the car. I had some talk with Elders Robinson and Farman in regard to their tarrying in Norwich over the Sabbath. Much needs to be done for the church in that place. They need a personal experience in the truth and in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent into the world. Some talk was made in regard to sending Brother Farman to Putnam to help us in the change of cars, which we must make at that place, since Sarah was nearly sick with the effects of her fall the previous night, but I thought we could manage. Sarah agreed with me that we would not make any extra expense. We had no trouble in making the change. We were met in Boston by Elder Fifield, who took the weighty part of the baggage. We took a hack across the city, and then were seated in the cars which would take us to Lynn. We were pleased, after making one more change, to enter the house over which Sister Worf presided. She is one of the members of the Umberhind family of Richmond, Maine. We were made welcome in her home, and a pleasant room was ready for us. I could not commence my writing until my trunk came. Then it was too late to see by daylight. On the cars, I wrote 5 pages to be sent back to the church at Norwich, and I wrote 12 pages by gaslight, that the letters might reach them before the Sabbath.